After a quiet flight back from Beijing, Ben and Chuan picked up the Mitsubishi at the PTE garage in Shanghai. As they wove through dark, seamy Shanghai streets, Chuan suddenly said, "I have a question for my old friend. What happened to you, Ben Fielding?"
"What do you mean?"
"What happened to make you lose your first love for Yesu?"
Ben clenched the steering wheel and looked straight ahead. Finally, he exhaled. "After college, Mom got sick. Cancer. She died slowly, painfully."
"Yes, I remember. You wrote me about it. I was very sorry. Your mother was very kind to me when I stayed at your house that summer."
"I'd forgotten we were still in touch when she died. Anyway, it made me question God. If he really loved me, loved my mom, why would he let that happen?"
"Other people's mothers suffer every day," Chuan said. "Strange you did not blame God until it was your own mother."
"Well, sorry, Mr. Perfect, but she was the only mother I had. If I was all-powerful, I wouldn't let people suffer like that."
"You do not see the end from the beginning. You do not understand God's ability to use suffering for higher purposes."
"All I know is I trusted God and he let me down. And you don't know the half of it." Chuan waited silently. Finally, he said,
"Are you going to tell me the rest?"
Ben sighed. "I had another child. A son. Jason, our youngest." The moment he said his name, he knew there was no turning back. "One day, I was watching him by the pool. The phone rang. Someone from the office. I stepped inside just for a few seconds. When I looked back, he was underwater. I tried to revive him, but..."
"I am so sorry, Ben Fielding."
Ben pulled over to a patch of hard dirt at the roadside. He turned to Chuan and yelled at him, "What kind of God looks the other way when a child drowns?" The question hung out there for 30 seconds, answered by nothing but silence.
"What makes you believe God looked the other way?" Chuan asked softly.
"Weren't you listening? My son died, and this God of yours let it happen."
"Yes, he did. But he loves your son, and you."
"Isn't that a little smug and naive?"
"I know something of suffering, Ben Fielding. I have learned God is not my servant. Did you think he was like the story of Aladdin? That he was your genie? That he is safe and tame at our call to do tricks to entertain us? That is an American way to think, perhaps, but it is not true to Shenjing. You cannot rub a magic lamp and command God to do your will. You accepted blessing from his hand, and still you do, yet you reject him because of adversity?
He was my only son."
"Yes, and my grandfather lost his only son. Li Chuan lost his only father in prison, and my only mother in an earthquake, and two cousins, several friends. Some nights I long to see my parents, but I can see my father's eyes and my mother's smile only in my dreams. Yes, your old roommate knows a little of suffering, though far less than many. Are we not the clay and he the potter? When he refuses to conform to our wills, do we discard him? If you are looking for a religion center around yourself, Ben, I must agree that Christianity is a poor choice."
"He had no right."
"Why do you cling to rights that are not yours? Where did he promise you would not suffer? I can quote many scriptures where he promised we would suffer. Is it God you have rejected? Or have you turned from a false God created in your own image?"
"You always have the answers, don't you?"
"Well, I say you're arrogant to think you can speak for God."
"I do not speak for God. I only repeat what he has said. And there is a great deal I do not understand. But I believe God, that he is all good, all loving, and all powerful. He is a God of providence who works things together for worthy purposes."
"I don't see his providence."
"Then perhaps you should open your eyes. I see his providence in putting me in a room at Harvard with you, Ben Fielding, over 20 years ago. And again in bringing my old roommate to me in China after all these years."
"I say things happen because of hard work or accidents, good luck or bad luck."
"You mention arrogance. Is not the real arrogance to disbelieve the scriptures and trust in yourself? I refuse to believe in a God who sends men to hell. And do you think your refusal to believe will convince God to change his nature? He is who he is no matter what you think of him. Despite what Americans believe, the universe is not a democracy. Truth is not determined by the majority. As for hell, if you were as just and holy as God is, you would understand that all men deserve hell. It is no puzzle that a man should go to hell. What is a puzzle is that men should go to heaven. He killed my only son. He killed his only son. So that you and your family might live. So that your son and you would not go to the hell you deserve, but to the heaven you do not deserve. Instead of despising him because he does not follow your instructions, you should fall on your knees and praise him for his grace to you. I am sorry for your suffering, Ben Fielding. I weep for your loss.
Ben saw for the first time Chuan's wet face.
But do not blame the one who gives you your every breath. Who offers you grace beyond measure. He is the Creator. We are but creatures. We are accountable to him. He is not accountable to us.
Ben felt surging anger, defensiveness, and guilt all at once. I'm no theologian like you are, Professor. I don't know about all this.
But you do know children need their father?
Dead sons don't need fathers.
It is not the fault of your daughters that your son died. They still need their father.
It's a little late for that.
If you are alive, and they are, then it is not too late.